In your experience of dealing with the DUP, it ought to be quite useful here. Have you been talking to people in government about how they should maybe approach these negotiations? How difficult could the DUP be?
I have had some conversations with those who are involved in the discussions with the DUP. Yes, I've provided some suggestions.
And I mean, in your own experience, so what's the secret of negotiating with the DUP?
I would say it's the negotiation tactics are sort of broadly similar to the ones that you would use for a successful outcome. In any case, look to areas where, you know, both sides can find common ground, sort of mutual interests. Set out areas where it's in the interest of both sides to sort of press ahead in a particular way. I think that is, you know, I think it should be possible to find a degree of common ground.
And just finally, how long do you think these discussions will take? Is it likely to be days, or could they stretch out?
That I don't know. I would hope that some kind of conclusion can be reached relatively soon, because obviously we're all in a situation of relative uncertainty at the moment. But Northern Ireland experience tends to say negotiations take as long as they take, and that potentially can be a long time.
That's not the most optimistic thing I think I've ever heard you say, Teresa, because, of course, the Brexit negotiations start in 9 days' time. Ideally, it would all be fixed by then, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, certainly in Northern Ireland discussions, one's always trying to set deadlines, and
yeah.
They seldom...
Well, no, we've seen that over the last... So ideally, they should be. Do you think they can be done by next Monday?
Yes, I think potentially they can. Yes.
Okay.
Not least because the DUP are very seasoned negotiators. So if they want to get this done, then I think they're capable of getting it resolved within that time frame.